This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today is Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers. We'll talk cotton in just a moment. First off, let's talk about recent seizures in the New York City area of prohibited food products. Jenny Moffitt is Under Ag Secretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs.
In the past 3 months, our Smuggling Interdiction and Trade Compliance Program, more easily known as SITC, seized and destroyed over 1,900 pounds of prohibited meat and poultry, pork, cattle products from the New York City area retailers. Many of these items were sourced from China and lacked required import permits and health certificates, which is a really, really important thing.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services, Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. But Mark, I know you're not actually in Lubbock today. You're actually getting your kicks on, well, close to getting your kicks on Route 66.
Well, that is right. I'm just a few miles off of the old historic route. I'm on my way. I'm actually in Carson County, and so don't know if they're listening in or not, but I'm headed to see the folks at the Carson County Gin. And so up here on the windswept plains today.
Well, when we talk about the windswept plains, wow, the entire area is really dealing with some extremely dry conditions. Now, that's not completely out of the ordinary because most of our winters are fairly dry, but man, it is really dry right now, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. And if you make comparisons of where we're at currently versus where we were at last year, you know, there are a lot of areas that are a lot more red currently than they were even last year. However, you know, it's extremely dry up here in the Panhandle. And so we need moisture everywhere. And we've got the harvest virtually complete. The ginning is winding down. And so it would be fantastic if we could get some winter moisture in here. We're certainly going to need to get some moisture in here by early spring in order to have a good opportunity for spring planting.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I have not seen any cotton out still in the field. So at this point, probably safe to say 99 or so percent of it's harvested, but we're still ginning, aren't we?
Yes, sir. We are still ginning from, I would say in general, from Lubbock South. And so up here in the Panhandle, for the most part, things are complete, maybe with the exception of one or two gin points, but ginning is complete up here. And then as we moved to Lubbock, I was making my way around Lubbock County just yesterday, and a couple of the larger gins there in Lubbock, one being Texas Star, they just wrapped up their season yesterday. And then another gin there in Lubbock County expects completion here within the next few days. And so things are getting close to coming to a conclusion there in Lubbock County. And then when we go just one tier of counties to the south, when we get down to Lynn and then further south to Dawson County and back west toward Gaines County, there's still quite a bit of ginning that's ongoing. And in visiting with those managers, a lot of them are telling me that they will be ginning certainly through January, and several of them will be ginning into a good portion of February as well. So the ginning season as we get down to the south is not yet complete. It's been a few weeks since I've been down in that Permian Basin area and down in the Big Spring area, but I understand that ginning is still going hot and heavy at most locations down there as well. So still got some ginning to complete down in the south. Whenever we look at the classing office information, that kind of gives us some kind of indication as far as where we're at in terms of completion. And between the Lubbock and La Mesa classing offices, they currently have classed 3.82 million samples for us for this year. And both of those offices are estimating that they're about 75% complete based on the projections that they have that they're working off of for this season. So things are certainly winding down as we go on up the chain toward the completion of the harvest.
And it's important to remember that until you get that cotton classed, it's really difficult to do anything with it, isn't it?
Well, that is true, because even if the cotton is contracted, we've got to wait until we get that classing information back in order to see where we're at in terms of the premiums or possible discounts that you might get from the grading system. And so we do have producers that are still waiting on grades. As we all know, for several weeks now, the classing offices, not just in our area, but across the whole nation, have been behind in comparison to the output that they've been able to do in years past. And, of course, we all know that a lot of the reasons for that include many of the reasons that we're seeing across the entire industry, in fact, in the entire nation, and those include shortages of people who are able and willing to work. So labor issues, we're seeing still issues with battling COVID and with managing COVID protocol. And then also, whenever machines go down, it's more difficult in order to get parts for those machines. So all of those factors together have kind of created a perfect storm so that across the national system that we've got on the cotton classing, we have seen delays for this season, unfortunately.
Well, there is something that's coming up that we do know that you've got a deadline for. I can't really say that we have a deadline when it comes to having cotton ginned or classed, but one deadline that's approaching is an ARC PLC deadline. Is that right?
That is right, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. That would be a good jumping-off point for me to discuss that a little bit. We know that that deadline is coming up on March 15th, so that sounds like a little ways away, but we all know how quickly that will be here. And so there are actually a couple of deadlines on that we have to meet. We have to make our determinations on ARC PLC enrollments at USDA Farm Service Agency. And then in addition to that, at March 15th also is the federal crop insurance purchase deadline for our area out here on the High Plains. And both of those coincide. And so consequently, Tony, that gives me a good opportunity to mention something that Plains Cotton Growers has planned in order to help producers in our area. We've got an upcoming meeting. It will be held on February the 2nd, and we're going to be talking about these very things. We're going to be providing an update on ARC PLC enrollment decisions, as well as federal crop insurance and all of the add-ons that are available in the crop insurance program. And so I hope that producers will be able to take an opportunity to put that on their calendars and attend this, and it may certainly be helpful for them in making these really important decisions that will affect them throughout the year of 2022. That meeting is going to be held at the delegate body meeting room of Plains Cotton Cooperative there in Lubbock, and it will begin at 10 o'clock, and it's scheduled to last for a couple of hours. So 10 until noon on Wednesday, February the 2nd. And so we hope folks can come and join us for a face-to-face meeting that we think will be very beneficial for all of our cotton producers here on the High Plains. And I know that we're talking about a very large service area, and I know that not everyone will be able to attend. Our hopes are that we will be able to offer a recorded version of this program online as well, but As we all know, it's hard to beat face-to-face contact. So I hope that as many people as possible will take advantage of that face-to-face gathering. And we would request that people do register for that event online at our website. And that should not be a problem. It is a free meeting, but we just do need to have people pre-register so that we can expect how many people that we need to plan for.
Mark, just a couple of minutes left, but I know you want to talk about this as well. Annual report.
Yes. You know, as we look at last year and all of the activities that went on, it was certainly a wild and woolly year with the continuation of COVID across the entire nation, with some epic weather events in the winter and dealing with droughts and all of the various things. And throughout that time, we also had not only the legislative session up at our nation's capital, but we also had the legislative session down in Austin. And so Plains Cotton Growers was very busy on both of those fronts. And we're very proud of the accomplishments that we were able to make with the help of all of our volunteers. And we're proud of the work that we were able to do for cotton producers, doing our best to be their unified voice, both in Washington and Austin. And so we hope people will take time to review that annual report. And we do have that online, again, at our website. And so that is located at plainscotton.org. And I hope folks will take time to review that and give us a call if you have any questions about what we've done.
Well, again, we've kind of come to the end of our time here, but we've covered a lot of ground. Again, if we want to either get registered for an upcoming meeting, want to check out the annual report, or just keep up with what Plains Cotton Growers is doing, again, where do we do that online?
Yes, online, you can go to our website at plainscotton.org, O-R-G. And then also, we're located over on 8303 Aberdeen. You're always welcome to drop by our office or give us a call at the office at 806-792-4904.
Mark Brown is Director of Field Services, Plains Cotton Growers, on today's Agribusiness Report.
When it comes to farming cotton in West Texas, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers rely on Delta Pine brand cotton, bred, tested, and made in West Texas for West Texas growing conditions. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers.
Equip your fleet with the high-capacity Manitou 2550 RT track loader from Livingston Machinery. This all-terrain track loader helps you excavate and transport different materials with ease and precision. For operator comfort, the 2550 RT provides an ergonomic cab and an excellent 360-degree visibility perfect for any job. Learn more at livingstonmachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Keep up with Plains Cotton Growers online. PlainsCotton.org. PlainsCotton.org.
The Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is the oldest and largest event in the beef cattle industry, and we're headed to Houston, February 1st through the 3rd. Everything's bigger in Texas, so you can't afford to miss the massive NCBA Trade Show. Engaging speakers, outstanding education, all for the beef cattle industry. We've gone to Texas for CattleCon 2022, February 1st through the 3rd. Visit convention.ncba.org for more.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
This is the Agribusiness Report.
When it comes to climate smart agriculture and forestry, particularly within underserved populations,
there's a lot of folks out there that still don't participate in the USDA programs or even know about them. And so we're trying to do a lot of outreach here.
With Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Terry Cosby noting one example. Equity Conservation Cooperative Agreements.
These proposals are going to help us get into a lot of the communities that we have not been in. And so folks understand what NRCS and the department is doing and how they become eligible and participate in the many programs that we have.
USDA is investing $50 million in 118 partnerships, fostering two-year projects designed to deliver conservation assistance to those who are new to farming, low-income, socially disadvantaged, or military veterans. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.